This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذني الله وإياكم منها. Brothers and sisters, often time we are looking for something special to motivate us to keep that connection with Allah as we were once in Ramadan, and we feel like we have seen in others and we envy, and we feel like we heard in stories from the Salaf and we want to follow. And you have some people asking, "Oh Sheikh, what wonders, what is the secret from staying away from the sins? Can you give me something? Can you give me a story that is buried in the book? Can you give me anything that will get me out of the situation that I'm in so that I can stop sinning?" Well, brothers and sisters, the answer is obvious and simple. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and it is easy for the one whom Allah has made easy. Brothers and sisters, it is in our very eyes that you do it on a daily basis. But subhanAllah, it is like when you're sick, you have an infection, you're going to the doctor, and you know what would the doctor prescribe for you? They would prescribe you antibiotic, paracetamol, and you feel like it's too good to be true. It's too easy, because there's no mystery to it. You know that this antibiotic, with the permission of Allah, will cure you, but there is no mystery to it. The scholar, they say that the thing that will help you from to stay away from the sinning is the five prayers, my brothers and sisters. The five prayers that you do on a daily basis. Perhaps you know it, you know the importance, but perhaps you don't appreciate it enough. Especially if you've been doing your whole life. I want you to think, from a non-Muslim perspective, when they see you, that you've got to pray the five prayers every day, that you've got to stop, no matter where you are, at the airport, train station, school, workplace, you've got to sit in the corner there and perform your ruku' or your sujood and perform the salah. To them, you are a monk. To them, you are a saint. But to you, it's just a normal thing that you need to get by. So I want you, my brothers and sisters, to think for a moment about how special and impactful these five prayers are. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you know, when he was asked about the best deed, he said that the best deed are the five prayers if they're prayed on time. And also another narration I want you to remember and listen carefully, on the authority of Thawban, as collecting Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Istaqimu walan tuhsu wa'alamu anna khayra a'malikumu salah." He said, keep to the straight path, even though you won't be able to do every good deed, but know that the best deed that you need to look after is the five prayers. From all of the good deeds, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the five prayers. Why? Because of his effect and positive impact that he has on the one who prays. So brothers and sisters, I want you to reflect. I want us to reflect on this ayah in Surah Ankabut, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqim as-salah inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar." Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book and establish the prayers. Verily the five prayers will stop one from committing immorality and wrongdoing. So if you pray right, if you establish the five prayers on time, it will be the biggest cause for you to stop sinning. However, a person might come to you and say, "Oh Sheikh, oh my brother, I've been praying for the last few years. I've been praying for the last few months, but I keep sinning. Why is that? Is my prayer wrong? Am I doing something wrong in the prayer? Well, the answer to that is, it depends. And indeed, we have a free narration from the Sahaba. Very scary narration. The like of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say, as collected in Imam Ahmad in the book of Zuhud, مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَهُهُ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ لَمْ يَزْدَدْ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بُعْدًا. Whoever does not find that their prayers will keep them away from sinning and immorality, then they did not get from their prayer except distancing themselves from Allah. See, very scary. Why? And Allah knows best, because they are treating their prayers as if it was a chore. They're treating their prayers as if it was a burden. So if you feel this way, this might distance you from Allah. Wal'iyadu billah. However, there's a difference between that person and the second person. The second person is the one who commits sins, even major sins perhaps. However, he keeps up with the salah, the five prayers, with the hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will help him to stay away from the sin. Yes, we have narrations from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as collected in Ahmad radiallahu an, as collected on the authority of Anas, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked about a man. He used to pray at night, but he used to steal in the day. And the Sahaba, they went to him, say, "Ya Rasulullah, listen to this man. Look at this man." They were hoping that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perhaps say something off to him, or. But what did he say to them? He gave them the hope of the salah and the impact of the salah. He told them that لَعَلَّهُ تَنْهَاهُ صَلَاتُهُ. Maybe, perhaps, eventually, his salah will stop him from sinning. Another narration, as collected or as mentioned by the great Imam of Tafsir, Imam Qurtubi, rahimahullah, when explaining the ayah, the verse in Surah An-Kabut I just recited earlier, he said that Anas radiallahu anhu said, كَانَ فَتًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ يُصَلِّي مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَا يَدَعُ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْفَوَاحِشِ وَالسَّرِقَةِ إِلَّا رَكِبَهَا. That there was a young man from the Ansar who used to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sahaba described him. He said that there is not a major sin except that he would commit. That man. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say in this regard? He said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ سَتَنْهَا. He said, eventually the prayers will stop him from doing that. And Anas, he went on saying that, subhanallah, only a short while after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that to us, that man who repented to Allah and he became a better person. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. Didn't I tell you? So brothers and sisters, this Sahabi, this companion, he may have shut a lot of doors between him and Allah, but he did not shut the important door, the important connection between him and Allah, and that is salah. And also what we learn from this hadith, don't be quick at judging others. When you see somebody committing sins and coming to the masjid, and you try to judge him and think that, oh, he's a hypocrite, or he's so and so. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say about the man who used to be drunk, who used to drink, and used to be sentenced for his drinking? The Sahaba, they used to make dua against him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he said, لا تدعو عليه. Don't make dua against him. لا تكونوا عون الشيطان على أخيكم. Don't help shaitan against your Muslim brothers. So if this sinner keeps praying, that is a sign that he's upon goodness. That is a sign that he has something in the heart. And this is my message to the sinners. Wherever you are, do not shut the most important door between you and Allah. Keep up with your salah. Don't let shaitan get into your head thinking that, what's the point of praying? Because if you keep praying, you keep committing sins. It will keep you, shaitan will try and distract you and tell you that if you do that, this will distance you from Allah. No, this will not distance you from Allah, because Allah has promised. He said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Remember that the ayah we mentioned earlier? The scholar, they mentioned, how come that the salah will stop one from sinning? What is the secret behind it? And the response to that is the very verse, the same verse that we recited. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا ذِكُرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. For the remembrance of Allah is greater. How to interpret this verse? How to understand this verse? There is two ways to interpret. Some of the scholars, they say, it is because between one prayer to another prayer, since the five prayers are well spaced out, between one prayer to another prayer, this will keep the sinner in check. And this will remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the remembrance of Allah is so great for him that this will deter him. This will stop him from sinning. This is one of the interpretation. And the other interpretation is that the scholar, they say that there is not an act of worship that you could find in Islam from the start all the way to the end, except that you remember Allah in every moment of that worship other than salah. From takbir all the way to taslim, all you make mention of is as-salah. That is why from the mercy of Allah, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to scroll through your phone. You're not allowed to message. You're not allowed to look around. You're not allowed to do so and so. Why? Because you have to stay focused in your salah. My brothers and sisters, imagine if you're allowed to talk in the salah. Imagine if you're allowed to look at the phone. What's left from remembering Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned there is another act of worship. There is another act of worship that is similar to salah. He considered it to be salah. He said, except that you're allowed to talk. And remember, this act of worship is a tawaf. And some of you may have been to Hajj Umrah. You've seen what's happening in tawaf. People may have laughter while doing tawaf. People may take selfies. People may look at the phone. People may have conversation. So what is left from remembering Allah? Imagine this is allowed in this salah. That is why from the mercy of Allah, we are not allowed to do any of these things. So brothers and sisters, if you've been treating your salah just as normal obligation to just get by, then I want you to take a step back and remind yourself that Allah has just given you a greatest gift, the greatest gift of this ummah, and that is the five salah. So treat that gift of Allah right. Treat the five salah right. Honor these five salah and remember that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will, as He promised, He will keep you away from the fahsha and munkan. And also, I want you to remember this gift that Allah has given you, teach it to others. Teach it to your family. Teach your family the importance of salah, especially your children, and be patient about that. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and enjoin prayer upon your family and be patient, be steadfast. Instill in them the love for the salah. Instill in them the fear that the one who lived the salah has nothing left of Islam. Instill in them that the success in this life, in the akhirah, and Jannah and Jahannam depend on how well you do in your salah. Barakallahu li fi sunnati wal Quran wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min adh-dhikri wal bayan. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il mu'minin fastaghfiruhu innahu wasi'ul ghufran. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My brothers and sisters, I'd like to remind you and myself foremost to fear Allah, for the best provision you could take tomorrow with you when you meet Allah is التقوى. وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Brothers and sisters, many of our brothers and sisters, especially parents, they come to us asking whether their child, whether their student are allowed to pray before the time at home, or they're allowed to combine the five prayers after madrasa, after school. And using the argument that in that school they are not allowed to pray because the school do not allow to pray in their premises. And also in the light of the recent incident where a court gave a ruling in favor of the ban of praying inside a prestigious secondary school in London, I have a couple of advice that I want to give. First of all, is that the schools that allow Muslim students to pray, we hope that they would keep doing that. As you know, those young students, aged between 14 and 17, 14 and 18, they face a lot of challenges at this very moment. They have the stress to do with puberty as they're growing, and they have to prepare for GCSEs, and they have to prepare for A-levels. So they have a lot of challenges. And the best thing that will offer them relief from stress, from these challenges, is as-salah. So we hope that the educational institution will allow them and will open up and make perhaps facilitate for them a quiet room so that they can pray. Because you have to remember, salah, even though you think they are young, salah is also compulsory and obligatory upon them. Because 14-year-old is the age, or 15 the age where they reach puberty. And in Islam, salah is obligatory upon anyone who reaches their puberty. And it's important to know that it is our part, integral part of our life. So we would advise and we would welcome all these head of colleges and secondary school to allow them to pray. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he talks about salah, he mentioned that it is the great relief of challenges, of stress, when he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Man was created anxious and stressed. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. And Allah said later, except those who pray, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, that they're always, they're consistent and constant in their prayers. And the second thing, and this is my advice to parents and the community leaders, that the children, your children, our children, they are our responsibilities. So fear Allah, and you have to fulfill their responsibility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that we will all be questioned about them. He said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." Al-imamu ra'in wa mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi. You're all shepherd and you're all responsible for your flock. And a imam, the community leader, is a shepherd and he is responsible for his community. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٌ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And the man is the shepherd of his house and he is responsible of his flock. And the woman, she's a shepherd of the house of her husband and she's responsible for them as well. So remember to fulfill this responsibility. And also, I'd like to remind parents to help one another when it comes to your kids. To teach your kid or other kid the importance of the salah. Help one another. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded, by doing that, we will stay strong and we'll be upon piety. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another in piety and righteousness and do not help one another in sin. ألا فصلوا وسلموا على نبيكم كما أمركم ربكم فقال في محكم التنزيل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض عنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وارض عني عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وارض عنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي رفح يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بمن قتلهم وظلمهم اللهم اخذل من خذلهم يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اجعلنا من المقيمين في الصلاة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن تنهاهم صلاة عن الفحشاء والمنكر يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي العظيم واذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.